This is Jay Krishnamurti's seventh public talk in Sun, 1974.
This is the last talk, or whatever you call it. And we'll have discussions on the first, which will be Thursday. Wednesday. I beg your pardon, Wednesday. We have been, for the last 2 weeks that we have met here, talking about human problems. And our chief concern and commitment, if we are at all being serious here, have been the transformation, the change, radical, of the human mind. The mind, which includes the brain, the heart, and the whole organism as a whole, that has created this world around us, the world of corruption, violence, brutality, vanity, and all the structure which has and does bring about war. We have been concerned with the change of the content of consciousness, because the content makes consciousness. Unless that radical, revolutionary psychological change brings about, do what we will outwardly, certain parts of it are necessary, there'll be no end to conflict, end to suffering, and all the violence that's going on throughout the world. This is what we have been talking about for the last fortnight. And to go further into the matter, this change cannot possibly be brought about without knowing oneself, which is self-knowledge, not the higher self, not the knowledge of some supreme consciousness, which is still within the field of consciousness, which is still thought. Unless one understands oneself, the self of every day, how what it thinks, what it does, its devotions, its deceptions, its ambitions, all its self-centered activities, identified with something noble or ignoble, or the state or some ideal, is still within the field of the self, the me. And we have been considering whether that narrowing field, of which one is so little aware, the field in which there is the unconscious as well as the conscious, which is all concerned with the individual ego, the individual ambitions and reactions and mindlessness, which is essentially a part of the whole, part of the community, part of the culture in which it lives, part of that condition.